sauce is made, you know, got spices in it, and tomato sauce.
Would you call it some kind of sweet liquid, like you might pour over
syrup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe something over gingerbread. Would that be some kind of sauce?
Yeah.
Kind of sweet sauce.
Mm-hmm. Or lemon sauce. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What would you call food that you eat between meals? You'd say you're having a
snack.
Do people ever say maybe a bite to eat or mm-hmm. something like that? Mm-hmm. Meat snack. About what time of day do you have your breakfast?
Do I have mine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somewhere around 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock you eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, I didn't have any today. My company, my next door neighbors come in this morning and bring me that syrup while I was having breakfast. They kept watching for me to be up. I opened my kitchen curtain when I'm up, because he's working out in his backyard, you know, garden next door, and they can always tell when I'm up by opening that curtain.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a hot day like today, instead of drinking something like Coke, you might just go to your sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And if you accidentally knock the glass over, it probably
break in the sink, uh-huh.
And if something like that happened and you didn't do it, you might ask, well, who the glass?
Mm-hmm. Who broke the glass, uh-huh.
Or if I ask you how much water you drink, you might say, well, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Drink.
Or you might say, well, yesterday I really
drank a lot, huh? While it was hot.
If you had some friends over for lunch or something like that, and they were just standing around the table, you know, and you didn't want them to do that, you might say, well, why don't you just go ahead and
sit down, uh-huh.
Or if
be seated.
And while they were seated at the table, the food began to be passed around, or something like that, you might tell them to go ahead and
help themselves.
Mm-hmm. What if you were at the table and the food was coming around and somebody offered you something that you didn't want, what would you say?
I'd say no thank you.
Or don't care for it, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the food that's been heated and served a second time? What do you call
warmed
it?
Over.
Warmed over?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say that you were having
warmed overs.
Warmed over?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of cold anything besides warmed over around here? Say leftovers?
Yeah, leftovers, uh-huh. Warmed overs and leftovers, uh-huh.
Or say a particularly tough piece of steak, you might say, well, it's so tough, it's all I can do to
chew it.
I don't remember if I asked you about this or not, but something you could make with cornmeal boiled in water with some salt and eat it that way. Just
mush.
Kind of mush.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything besides mush?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard anybody call it kush?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a little place that you might have around your house where you grow different vegetables and be a little
garden?
Little garden.
Mm-hmm.
What about this food that we have here in the South a good bit? People like to eat it for breakfast, this white stuff, you know, made out of corn.
Grits?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That fellow in Johnson County hadn't eaten grits maybe about one or two times.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or what about this other stuff that's kind of round like that? It's corn after you bleach off the
hominy.
Yeah, the hominy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how I learned a new recipe to fix hominy? Like you do macaroni and cheese, use it instead of macaroni.
Is that right?
Beat up an egg and put it in your milk. And your cheese and everything, put it in hominy and put it in a baking dish, casserole, you know, like, and bake it just like you would your macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to use, hominy instead of just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that before. I think it must be an egg.